의뢰했어.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the second line from the top, Darish Mereimer. So says the Gemara, Darish Mereimer, Hani Yisur Yasa de Surah. These bundles in Surah, they are bundles of reeds, Rashi says. Mesakchen Behu, you're allowed to use these bundles as Chach. Afo Gav Da Agdon, and even though they are bundles, and therefore it should be part of Xeris Aitzer, you shouldn't be allowed to use it. Says the Gemara, no, you still could use it, because L'minyana Ba'alma Hu Da Agdon, they just bundled it in order to sell it by the number. It wasn't bundled for the sake of bundling, and therefore it's not part of the Gezeira. Similarly, says the Gemara, Amar Ba'abo, Hani Tzrifid Urbani, these huts of bird catchers, that they made these willow branch huts, like a dome, and it was tied on the top and the bottom. So you were allowed to use these huts, these willow pieces for schach, because, kemucha hutra rashi madanim shalahen ksherin, once you untie the top, so then it's kosher. Frak the Gemara, vahagidi mitatoi, but it's still tied from the bottom, so why could you use it as schach? L'chayr, it's still a bundle. Says the Gemara, tutarutzim, amr papa, deshari luhu, enachanami, we're talking about where you untie the bottom as well. Rashi points out, even though it's still all woven together, l'mais, it's not tied, so it's not part of the gzera. Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua, he says a different pshat, that afilu tema deloi shari luhu, it could even be that you didn't untie the bottom, but kol eged, sheinu asu l'tatulai, loish me eged. Any eged that's not there in order to transport, such as this case, where if you try transporting it, it would just all fall apart, so that's not called an eged. The eged has to be from both sides, or somewhere in the middle, in a way that it's that you could carry it without it falling apart. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Ba'ab Amar Shmuel, Yerakai Shamru Chachamim Adam Yaitze Ben Yodei Chayvasa BaPesach, the different vegetables that Chazal said you could use for Marar on Pesach, so the leaves of these vegetables, Mevi'in Es HaTuma, they can act as an oil, and they will bring Tuma, meaning they'll be an oil to be metama other things that are under that same oil as the mace. Ve'ein chaitze mibnei atumah. However, midrabanan, even though technically an oil usually is chaitze from tumah, this is not going to be chaitze mibnei atumah, as we'll see soon. It has a din like it's not there, midrabanan, and therefore midrabanan it's not chaitze. U'paislin basukah misham avir, and also it's not just schach pasul. We give it the stringencies of avir as if it didn't exist. My time, why is it that we're viewing it like it's non-existent? Because kaven did the chiyah. Since once it dries out, it's just all going to fall apart. So the Chazal viewed it as if it's already now, even though right now it's not dried out, Chazal viewed the Midrabanan as if right now it's already not there. Says the Gemara Vayter, V'am Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Ha'baitzer l'gas inu yadeis. If a person harvests grapes in order to make wine from it, so it's not la'achila, so it doesn't have a dinyad, the stems of the grapes are not mekabel tumah. Generally, if you have it la'achila, so then the stems help you get around and eat it, so therefore the stems do have a din tumah. Over here, where you harvested it to make grapes, so the stems do not have a din, they do not have a din, yeah, they're not mekabel tumah, as the Gemara is going to explain shortly, because the person, when he makes wine, he doesn't want the stems there. Rav Menashe bar Gada amar Rav Huna, Rav Menashe bar Gada said in the name of Rav Huna, a different halacha, similar thing, that a kaitzer l'schach, one who harvests grain in order to make it into, to use it for schach, at least the psalus part. He wants to use the psalus of the grain for schach. So in lo yadais, there also, it doesn't have a din yad. The yadais, he doesn't want to have the food, the stuff that's makabal tumma there. And therefore, it's not, it doesn't have a din yad. So man damer kaitzer, kol shekem baitzer. The one who says that even when you're kaitzer l'schach, that it does not have a din yad, all the more so when you harvest grapes. Delay nichalei, delay nemsai, lechamre. Because there by the grapes, when you want to make it into wine, you mamish don't want the stems there. You don't want the psalus there because those stems are going to absorb your wine. You have good wine you want to sell, so you don't want the stems there. However, man d'amar baitzer she'en lo yadais, the one who says baitzer, it's dafka by baitzer when you're making wine that there's no dinyad. Avol kaitzer yesh lo yadais, but when you're cutting the grains for schach, there could be that there is a dinyad. The nichale de l'sakach b'hu keichido libadron, because over there, as long as the Eichel is the miyad, it doesn't affect your schach, it doesn't affect the kashas of the schach, and more than that, the Gemara says, you're actually nichale, you actually want these kernels there, kehechidu libadron, in order to act as a paperweight, so that the psalas that you're using as schach doesn't all fly away. And therefore, it's nichale, and it does have a dinyad. Says the Gemara, name of Rav Menashe bar Gada Tanai. It seems like this din of a kaitzer l'schach, whether or not there's a din yad or not a din yad, seems to be a machlekes Tanai. The Tani learns in the Braisa that tzeiche te'enim uvahin te'enim, barkile uvahin anavim, kashin uvahin shibalim, all these different cases where you're taking the psailas, the fig branches, and there's figs, the vines, and there's grapes, the straw, and there's kernels, mechabdeis uvahin tamarim, you're taking the date branches, but there's also some dates there. So the halacha is kulanim all these cases, as long as the psailas, which includes the stalks and the yadis, so as long as that's greater than the kernels, that's greater than the eichel, so then it's kasher for schach. And if not, so then the schach is going to be pasul. However, it has to be that the psailas is greater than both the yadis and the eichel. So there's a machlekes, which side of the fence does yadis go on? The Tanakh holds that yadis gets measured together with the psailas, and Racherim holds that yadis gets measured together with the food, with the eichlin. So my labba kemiflegi. It seems that the machlekes is as follows: the marsaver yeshlan yadis. Racherim holds that there is a dinyad. Umarsaver ainlan yadis. And the Tanakama holds that there's no dinyad. Racherim holds that there is a dinyad. Mamelitz mekabel tuma, and therefore it gets measured together with the eichel. And the Tanakama holds that there's no dinyad, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma, and it gets measured together with the psailas. With the kosher schach. So you see that this din of Rav Menashe bar Gada of a kaitzer l'schach, about whether or not there's a din yad, it seems like it's a machlokes tanoim. So says the Gemara, that no, in a chanami, l'Rabbi Abba v'adai tanoi, according to Rabbi Abba, who says that a kaitzer l'schach, that there is a din yad, so there's no way out of it, this is for sure a machlokes tanoim, because the Tanakama clearly holds that there's not a din yad. The Tanakama says lehedya, that it gets measured together with the psailas, clearly that, and then it does not have a din yad. However, says the Gemara, l'Rav Menashe bar Gada, according to Rav Menashe bar Gada, we could get out of it. Mi leimer tanoi, are we forced to say that it's a machlokes tanoim? Amar lecha, Rav Menashe would tell you that the kuli am lesavri akaitzel eschach ein leyadis. Really, it could be that everybody holds that when you harvest grain for schach, so there's no dinyad. L'maisa tschach pasul, and therefore there's no dinyad. V'hacha b'maya skinan, k'goin shekaitzitzan la'achila. Here we're talking about a specific case where you first harvested the grain for food, and therefore there is a dinyad, like Achirim says. However, v'nimlacha le'an l'sikuch, then you changed your mind to use the eschach, which is why the Tanakama then says that it does not have a dinyad, because now it becomes like a case of a kaitzer l'schach, where it's ein lo yadis. Well, in fact, the Gemari, kaitzan l'achila, if you originally harvested it for food, so my time I do rabbanan. So why do the rabbanan say it doesn't have a din yad? Food has yadis. And if you'll tell me that the rabbanan hold, and since you changed your mind and now you're planning on using it for schach, so now we say that your original machshava goes away, your new machshava undoes your first machshava. Could a machshava really get bottle like that? Could a machshava push away another machshava? But now we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Maseches Kelim that kol haKelim yardin l'day tuma b'machshava. Something could become tamei b'machshava, meaning if you have a piece of leather, which min hastam is going to be a shoe, since it's not a shoe yet, it's not yet considered a kli in its tar, but you decide that no, you're gonna keep it as is and use it as a table. So the halacha is it's yardin l'day tuma b'machshava. That machshava for it to be a table, and now it's a finished table, so now it's considered a kli, that works b'machshava to now bring tuma onto the table. Now the table is makabel tuma. Vein eilin mitumas and ela b'shinu maisa. But it doesn't stop being makabel tuma unless you do a maisa. If you just have a machshava, that now I changed my mind, I'm going to make it into a shoe, that doesn't change it, and now it's not makabel tuma. It's still makabel tuma until you do a mamish, a maisa, where you start cutting it up. Until then, it's still makabel tuma. So what's the rule? Says the Mishnah, shah maisa maisi miyad maisi miyad machshava. An action can undo a maisa, and it can undo a machshava, surely. However, machshava, ene maisi loy miyad maisa, loy miyad machshava. However, a machshava, a thought, that can't undo a maisa, and it can't even undo a machshava. So what's the pshat in the Tanakama by the case of the schach? How could you tell me that we're talking about a case where you originally harvested it for food? If you harvested it for food originally, so then it's yeshul yadis. Ah, you changed your mind. A machshava can't undo a machshava. So what would be the reason for the Tanakama saying ain lo yad? Says the Gemara, V'chitema hanimili kelim, maybe you'll say that this rule, that a machshava can't undo a machshava, that's only by kelim, the chashivi, because they're chashiv. So since it's chashiv, once it's makabel tuma, it's not so simple to get it out of that state. Avol yada is l'tzayrach achila nenu, all it is l'tzayrach achila, it's not chashiv, and therefore b'machshava nasiv, machshava salka. Maybe you'll tell me that the machshava could undo a machshava when it comes to yadis. Says the Gemara, but I'll prove you that that's not true. But not because we learned in the Mishnah says the Mesechas Uktzin, that kol yadis ha'eichlen shabizis ha'magayren, all the different yadis of foods, which obviously if it's for foods and it has a yad, but once you crush it in the gayren, so then it's tahiris, then it's tar. So you see, even when it comes to yadis, it's not enough just to have a machshava, you have to mamish do a maisa, you have to crush it, and that's the only way you could take off the din yad. So now, bishlam alamad amar bisasan is hitiri gudan. So if you say that bisasan doesn't really mean bisasan, it doesn't really mean you crushed it, it just means you untie it, which is mamish, not a chash of a maisa. So then shaper, then you can answer that by, when it comes to yadis, it's much easier to undo your original machshava. You can even just undo the tie, and who I didn't have a machshava. Maybe when it comes to yadis, a machshava could undo a machshava. Alamad amar my bisasan mamish, but according to the man amar who says, that bisasan means kipshutoi, it means that you break the stems, so that ma'ikilam emar. You see, even by yadis, you need to have a maisa undo your machshava. And if so, what would be the reason for the tanakama? By the case of the schach, if you originally harvested it in order to have it for food, so how does it help now that you changed your mind to use it for schach? So says the Gemara, Hachanami Shabbisasan Mamish. Because the case of the Schach, we're also talking about where Shabbisasan, that's why the Tanakama holds, and now it no longer has a dinyad. Well, frak the Gemara, Yihachi Maitamayu Da'achirim. If it was Bisasan Mamish, and that's the case of the Schach, so then why do Achirim hold that it still does have a yad? Says the Gemara, Damar Krab Yaisi, because that Shita that we mentioned before in the Mishnah Nuksin is not the only Shita. Rabbi Yaisi is chaylik on that Mishnah Nuksin. That now, like we learned in the end of that Mishnah, that Rabbi Yaisi metameh, that even after you were Bisasan, Rabbi Yaisi holds that it still does have a dinyan. And so that's the Pshan in Nachirim. The Machlikas Tanakam in Nachirim is the Machlikas Tanakam in Rabbi Yaisi. Well, says the Gemara, Hai Mait, what's the comparison? Bishla Mahasam, it makes sense over there in the Mishnah Nuksin, Taimid Rabbi Yaisi, the reason why Rabbi Yaisi says that even after Bisasan, it still has a dinyad is because chazia, because it has still a use. The stems, the ma'isa still have a good use. Look to Rav Shimon ben Lakish, the Amr Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish said, because the ma'isa, the stem now helps that when you want to flip over the tfua, so now it'll be much easier. Elohacha, but when it comes to schach, lamai chazia, what use do these stems have when it comes to schach? So says the Gemara, I'll tell you, the use is chazi l'chisasar l'minka l'hu b'gilayu. When you want to take off the schach from the sukkah, it'll be much easier to grab onto it now that it has the stem. And therefore, Achirim say that even after Bisasan, it still has a dinyad. So it comes out that machlaikas tanakama and Achirim by schach is really this machlaikas tanakama and Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah and Uksin. The tanakama says that since you were Bisasan, so even though you were kaitzel achila, it no longer has a dinyad. And the Achirim hold that Rabbi Yosi see that it still does have a dinyad, but really it could be that everybody holds that if you were kaitzrit originally l'schach, so then ain lo yad, like Rav Menashe Bargada said.